Dr. Eric Crumbaugh was a retail pharmacist specializing in immunizations when he was recruited by the Arkansas Pharmacist Association 2 years ago. The organization received a $1.8 million grant and cooperative agreement from the Center for Disease Control. Part of that required a pharmacist to go into pharmacies, working with the pharmacist to make it easier for them to offer immunizations. I spoke with Dr. Crumbaugh over the phone last week. I began our conversation by commenting that on my last visit to the doctor, she suggested being immunized, something I hadn't heard in quite some time.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot more emphasis being placed on adults and their routine immunizations, just because we've had a lot of outbreaks of disease just across the country. And one of the reasons for that is just because people aren't protected.
So it isn't just because our doctors are more thorough than others. There really is a new interest.
There's a big push, not only from the local health departments, but also from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and a lot of the other federal agencies, and a lot of other places in healthcare, because it's such an easy intervention, and it really does save a lot.
So what types of diseases are we talking about? What sort of immunizations?
The three immunizations that we focused on for our program were influenza vaccination, pneumococcal vaccination, and the shingles vaccination.
Okay, so the flu, pneumonia, and shingles.
Mm-hmm.
We hear of, you know, children needing vaccinations. Are these ones that children and adults both need?
Well, there's two points that need to be discussed when you talk about why adults need immunizations. Mm-hmm. For flu, you know, for a healthy, you know, I'm about 30 years old, so for a middle-aged adult, I have a small child, so if I were to get the flu, it wouldn't be that big of a deal for my health. Like, I would probably get some medication and be down for a couple of days, and I would recover. However, if I were to give that to my young daughter, who is 3 months old, or if I were to give it to my very old grandfather who has a compromised immune system, it could be deadly in them. And so it's important not only for me to be vaccinated to protect myself and to keep myself from getting the disease, but also to protect the ones around me.
Right.
And then when you look at some of the other vaccinations, so shingles, for example, shingles is a disease that we normally think of in older people, so people over 50 or 60. And if you've ever seen somebody with shingles, you know how serious that disease can be. That disease is not necessarily life-threatening, but it can be life-changing.
Yeah, it's not comfortable. I've never had it, but I know people that have.
And then when you talk about the pneumococcal vaccination, we think of pneumococcal disease, a lot of times we think of people that are over the age of 65, just because we see a lot of disease in them. But we also are seeing more and more invasive pneumococcal disease, so that's the serious pneumonia where they're in the, you know, intensive care units in the hospital, and they're on several different antibiotics because that pneumonia or that infection is resistant to antibiotics. And we don't think about it a lot, but a lot of times when we have a condition like diabetes or lung disease or liver disease, that puts us at an increased risk for that pneumococcal infection. And so by getting vaccinated, we can decrease our risk substantially.
Makes sense. You know, how did you get this information out to pharmacists?
So one of the first things that we did was we established an online toolkit. And basically this toolkit was available to all Arkansas pharmacists where they could go in, and it was a step-by-step on either how to set up your immunization program or how to improve your immunization program. And not only like the documentation and, you know, the clinical aspect of it, but also identifying patients and how you work it into your daily workflow and billing. And so we took that toolkit, and it's available on our website, but we also made a printed toolkit, and we sent this out to every single pharmacy across the state. A couple months later, we developed some signs that talked about vaccine-preventable disease, and we sent those signs out to all of the pharmacies across the state, and they were able to display those. Even if they weren't actively engaging their patients, the patients may see those signs and may ask the pharmacist about those vaccines.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not really that old. I mean, pharmacists haven't been able to give vaccinations for that long, according to your release. I mean, it's just in 1997, so barely 15 years.
Right. And it's one of those things that, you know, it was passed in 97, and then they incorporated it into the pharmacy curriculum in 2001. So you've got about 10 years worth of pharmacy graduates that have had this education and that have had this training, but they got out and they may not have used it or they may not have renewed it. And so another component was us providing education to the pharmacist. We had a program that is actually licensed through the American Pharmacist Association, and we've had 117 Arkansas pharmacists complete that program.
Pharmacists that previously were not giving immunizations?
Yes.
So how many pharmacists at this time are giving immunizations?
Right now, if you look at the number of pharmacies that offer immunizations, when we started this program, we were there were about 750 pharmacies across the state, and about 47% of those offered vaccination services. And through 1 year of efforts with our program, when we resurveyed all of the pharmacies, we were up to about 52%. And now you have to take into account we had a lot of pharmacies closed because of the USA Drug or because of the Walgreens and USA Drug merger.
Right. I know a couple of USA Drugs closed here in Fayetteville where
and,
I live.
Yeah, so. And all of those USA Drug stores were offering immunizations. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of took away. So
you're a doctor. I mean, you go through extensive training and, you know, so people shouldn't be nervous to just walk into Walgreens or Collier's. It's totally safe and
absolutely. And I mean, it's not only is it included as part of the pharmacy curriculum, but if you do offer immunizations to renew your license or it's your authority to administer. So that's your extra license that you get as a pharmacist to offer immunization services. You have to have so much continuing education every year to keep that current.
Well, let's talk about the number of vaccines that were given and how those numbers increased. It looks like they increased by almost 300% from 2011, 2012 to 2012-2013.
Yeah, and really, I mean, I think it's just an increased awareness. So not only were we talking to our pharmacists and telling our pharmacists to engage their patients and talk to them about vaccinations, but we also had a couple of efforts through our media outreach, where we actually went on the air on some of the local news stations and actually gave vaccinations to people. We vaccinated one of the infectious disease branch chief on one of the local news things and said we tried to not only hit it from the engaging the pharmacist, but we also were engaging the public to go to their pharmacy and ask their pharmacist about what immunizations they need.
Is the cost different, you know, from going to my doctor to just walking into Walgreens?
It depends. So Okay. Insurance coverage is kind of a tricky animal. And so it just kind of depends on who your insurance is through. And in some instances, it may be cheaper to go to your physician's office. But then in a lot of instances, it's actually cheaper to go to your pharmacist.
Dr. Eric Crumbaugh is a pharmacist with the Arkansas Pharmacists Association. Their program continues for another year. He says the goal was only a 10% increase in immunized adults this time around, yet they saw a 300% increase. He is hopeful that word of mouth will continue and that they'll have another 300% increase this year. For more information, visit arrx.org and click on the Immunizations tab. This is Ozarks at Large.